For centuries, the Dena'ina of Aklutna started their fishing season in the spring at what's now the heavily industrialized area of Ship Creek near modern-day downtown Anchorage.
If times were getting tough in the spring when you're in that kind of transitional period, and maybe your winter supply of salmon didn't last, that you could go to Dagaitnu.
That's the Dena'ina name for the area, says tribal member and historian Aaron Leggett.
And catch the three-spined stickleback. So not a very big fish. You know, they grow to maybe 3 or 4 inches. So they must have been catching them by the tens of thousand. And then they would make a soup and a broth, particularly from that.
But in 1915, a group of settlers built a tent city right where the Dena'ina fished. Leggett says his people adapted. They found work on the railroad and focused their efforts on other traditional fishing sites, like Point Warren's off.
How adventurous do you want to be?
Aaron Leggett walks down the ice-encrusted trail to the beach and looks out over the water.
100 years ago, when Dena'ina was the predominant language spoken here, this is Nu-Chish-Tunt, a place protected from the wind.
Dena'ina came to the area every spring and early summer to fish in the silty waters for king and silver salmon. They fished across Kinnick Arm, too, and off of Fire Island. North of Ship Creek, they set up a type of wooden scaffolding over the mudflats so they could harvest salmon even when the tides went out. But the local Dena'ina were forced to give up another favored fishing spot when the U.S. military took over Point Warren's off during the Cold War. So what remains of the fish camps? Leggett says not much, and what is there he wants left alone.
We do know of some things that were left behind, but we don't like to talk specifically about what they were, just because of concerns of looting and that sort of thing, but nothing really that I could say specifically.
So is the area still important for the Dena'ina people?
I guess to me, you know, the connection is that despite airplanes flying overhead
and the parking lot and the windmills and the lack of trees, the ocean is still the same. Leggett says that many people more often visit other places, like Aklutna Lake, to find spiritual connections. But all of the Anchorage Bowl is part of their homeland. It's where they hunted caribou and gathered berries in the summer. He says it's something that many people, even other Alaska natives, used to forget.
Today, now, you know, if I say I'm Dena'ina, most people, or a lot of people, will say, oh, you guys are the Indians that used to live here. And I say, well, we're still here, but at least you recognize that we used to be here, because I don't know, for some reason, maybe because Anchorage is always looking to the future, it was like it was an empty cultural vacuum.
But Leggett says that's starting to change in Anchorage as the Dena'ina themselves continue to reawaken to their own culture and educate others. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.